The men's college basketball season is in full swing with the start last night of the preseason National Invitation Tournament. More regular season games will come next, followed, of course, by the NCAA tournament in the spring. Connecticut is the defending national champion. But as usual, there are at least a dozen teams with legitimate aspirations to cut down the nets on April 4th in St. Louis at the end of the season. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now to talk about that season. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So Connecticut lost its two best players to the NBA. Is this a team that's deep enough to survive that?
Well, I think they're deep enough to survive in the sense that they will improve as the season goes along. They've got Charlie Villanueva, who was supposed to be a star last year but wasn't returning, trying to prove himself to the NBA as a sophomore. They've got one of the best freshmen in the country in Rudy Gay. And they've got Jim Calhoun as their coach, who's won two national titles and somehow isn't in the Hall of Fame yet, which just says something about the Hall of Fame voting process. So, yes, by March, they should have a chance to be a serious contender.
Now, the team that Connecticut beat in the final last year, Georgia Tech, has four starters coming back.
They do, and yet, Steve, they're picked third in their own conference, the ACC, because the league is so deep this year that there are six teams picked in the preseason top 25. Wake Forest may have the best guard, perhaps the best player in the country in Chris Paul. North Carolina has three juniors back who started for 2 years. Duke was in the Final Four last year, and they're picked by most people to finish no higher than fourth or fifth in the league. It reminds me of 1980 when the ACC was so strong that one player, Gene Banks, made the claim that if the ACC got six bids to the tournament, all six teams would make the Final Four. He wasn't a math major. What can I tell you?
I suppose not. Well, now let's say that there are some other teams headed looking for the Final Four. What are some other teams you're watching this year?
Well, there's a bunch around the country as usual. Illinois, which made the Sweet 16 last year, returned several key players, plus has a very strong freshman class. Kansas may be unique in that it's built around three seniors. Kentucky, Syracuse, which won the national championship 2 years ago. Hakeem Warrick, another senior who came back. Watch the teams that have senior leadership, Steve, because there's so few of them.
And you're also watching the freshmen coming up, I suppose.
Well, I mentioned Rudy Gay, who was the subject of an intense recruiting battle between Connecticut and Maryland and ended up coming out of Baltimore to go to Connecticut. And North Carolina has a kid named Marvin Williams, who everybody says would have gone in the lottery, one of the first 13 picks in the NBA draft last year, if he had opted to go straight to the league. He's 6'9". He'll combine with those three juniors I mentioned to make Carolina a serious national contender for the first time since their last Final Four in 1998.
And we've just got a couple of seconds left, but is there a team that nobody's really paying attention to that's on your radar screen?
The Vermont Catamounts. They have a player who's actually being scouted by the NBA, their center, Taylor Coppenrath. They've got a great point guard in T.J. Sorrentin. Their coach, Tom Brennan, is retiring after this season at the age of 55, and this could be a year when Vermont gets some national attention. Never before done it in history. And by the way, you'd really like him, Steve. You know why?
Why?
He's a morning radio talk show host.
Well, there we go. What's a catamount? That's the first thing I want to know.
Something that comes out of the state of Vermont.
Okay. Well, we'll try to find that out as the season goes along, and we'll also find out how well your pick works out. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve.
Those are the comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Let Me Tell You a Story, A Lifetime in the Game, with Boston Celtics former coach Red Auerbach.